Puckett here with the bases loaded and one out, top of the first inning. The 1-1 pitch. Curveball lined into left field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. Lentini scores from third. Harris is held up. It's an RBI single for Cody Puckett, and the Ducks are on top 1-0 here in the top of the first. Another Let's Go Ducks chant here at Campbell's Field. Ducks fans trying to take over. The 2-0 to Harris is drilled down the left field line. That's going to stay fair for a base hit. Scoring from third base is Bantz. Right behind him is Jan Vasquez, a two-run single for Brendan Harris. And the Ducks have doubled their lead here in the top of the fourth inning. Now they now lead 4-0 over the River Sharks. The 3-2 from Torres. Swung on and grounded fair down the first base line and rolls towards the corner. Jan Vasquez will score from second base. Brendan Harris will arrive standing safe at second base with an RBI double. Third run batted in for Brendan Harris in tonight's ballgame. And the Ducks have evened up the score with the River Sharks. It's now 5-5 in the top of the sixth inning. Hose from the stretch, the 1-2. Swung on, grounded through the hole on the left side. Vasquez being waved around third. Up with the ball is Zach McPhee. His throw home not in time. It's an RBI single for Lou Ford, and the Ducks have regained the lead here in the top of the eighth inning. The score now 6-5. And Vasquez now comes home to score on the RBI single from Ford. The 0-1 to Hall is drilled into left field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. Being waved around third is Lentini, and he will score. Back-to-back RBI two-out singles from Lou Ford and Bill Hall have increased the Ducks' lead now to 7-5 in the top of the eighth inning. Swung on and blooped shallow right field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. Rounding third is Lou Ford, and he will come home and score without a throw. The two-out rally for the Ducks continues. It's an RBI single for Cody Puckett, and the Flock are now in front 8-5.